From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled Salt and Light in a Dirty Business by Chad Connolly, narrated by Gordon Dixon. Should church members get involved in the public arena? Should Christians be actively involved in the free elections of the United States of America? Yes, and through recent efforts, Christian believers have become like salt and light to influence their local areas. They have voted carefully, built relationships with candidates, helped to ensure election integrity, and brought a biblical worldview into the discussions of the issues of our day. But we need your help. We need more believers to get involved in the public arena to be like salt and light in their local areas. Corruption is festering, so we need to start bringing biblical truth into the marketplace of ideas before it is too late. Paul told us that we would be casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. We can courageously cast down arguments because we have confidence in biblical truth. Believe it or not, there are more than 80 million eligible voters in the Christian community, but only 30 million participate in elections regularly. Why is this? A remarkable number of evangelicals aren't even registered to vote. How can we address this problem in our circles? Pastors could lead their congregations to do nonpartisan voter registrations in their churches to help their people be good stewards of their God-given citizenship. That's the first and most essential way that we could start bringing biblical truth to bear on the issues. Register to vote. Then, as part of their normal preaching and teaching, pastors could teach their people how to use their biblical values to vote wisely. One of the objections we hear is that politics is a dirty business, and that's true. People who don't know the Lord act like people who are lost, especially in the political arena. And the more that believers avoid this arena, it just gets dirtier and dirtier. In Matthew 5:13 through 16, Jesus told us that believers would be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Using those two illustrations, he was teaching that the world is growing worse as it rots away in darkness. And Jesus said that his solution for this corruption is that his followers would be like salt and light in every area of life. We are God's plan A, and there is no plan B. Let's face it. Saying that politics is a dirty business is just an excuse for avoiding the public arena. The word politics refers to the activities involved in governing a country. Since Romans 13 teaches that the powers that be are ordained of God, then government is a God-ordained institution. Paul went on to explain that an elected official is the minister of God to thee for good. In America, we still have the right to choose these elected officials. Shouldn't we do everything in our power to be sure that the ministers of God we elect are good leaders? That's the right way to start cleaning up this dirty business. How can we be salt and light if we are not engaged in public matters? There are no sides. Christians don't have to always be for one political party or another. Christians just need to be Christians. Daniel Webster wrote, "Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens." Christians need to study political platforms and policies carefully rather than merely following personalities. Pastors should help their people register to vote. They should teach them how to vote conscientiously using biblical values. They can do so without violating congregational unity. The only way believers can influence the political arena is to be involved in it. We need to vote and hold our elected representatives accountable for their actions. If politics is a dirty business, then shouldn't salt and light people be more involved rather than less involved? It's such a dirty business because biblical truth and discussions of the Christian worldview are largely absent. With your influence, our political leaders could become statesmen rather than showmen. Let's face a hard fact. Candidates for political office know that politics is a dirty business. Many of them are men and women with good reputations, but they know that most Christians have abdicated their roles. So these candidates, sometimes for the highest offices in the land, don't have Christians talking to them personally. Think about that. No believers are whispering in their ears to assure them that they are praying for them. Very few of Christ's followers are sharing biblical wisdom with these leaders when they wrestle with tough policy issues. Compassionate, Spirit-filled believers who will share the good news of Christ with political leaders are few and far between. Yes, politics is a dirty business, but we need more believers to get involved in the public arena to be like salt and light in their own local areas.